Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith in Action. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When we first came up to Branson, all we had was that we're supposed to come up here and look around. Didn't know why, didn't have an idea that there would be a church involved at that point. We're traveling ministry. So we got a step. We took a step. We came. We drove around. We looked. We talked. We prayed. Well, we had things to do, so we went back out on the road and traveled and had meetings. And all the while we're out on the road, Branson keeps coming up to us. Branson. So what do we need to do? We don't just need to wait on Him. We need to seek Him. Why? In faith. To find out. The Bible said, don't be unwise, Ephesians says, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Does He expect us to seek Him and find out what His will is? Yes. He does. Many people don't accept that, but He does. It's not His responsibility for us to find out.
That's good.
It's our responsibility. So this is not God's responsibility. He's let us know something. Now we need to pursue. Somebody say pursue.
Pursue.
We need to pursue. So, soon as we could, we come back. Well, this is your rest time. We're spending money. Come on, are you with me? But what does that matter? We want to please God. We want to find out. So we begin to think, well, maybe we're supposed to relocate to here. Didn't make sense. So we kept seeking. And as the days and weeks went by, we begin to earnestly. Because we know that there's something here. And the more we prayed about it, the stronger it was. What is it? We didn't know. Nothing had been said about a church. Nothing. Wasn't in our minds. Because we never thought about pastoring. We're busy doing what we do. One time driving up on 44. We're talking about it, you know, wondering kind of out loud what's going on with us. Phyllis began to shout. She said, I don't know why I'm so happy. Something is going on.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
What are we doing? We're seeking Him. And we're getting another piece.
Yes.
And we're getting another piece.
Yes.
We're getting another piece.
Yes.
So we said, okay, we're going to stay up here for a week or so now because we worked it in, and we're going to look for a place. That's not always fun. And to make matters less enjoyable, no money to do it. I mean, we had operating expenses for the ministry and everything was covered, but not to just waltz in and buy a place, and we didn't have that. So we looked around a little bit, and I told Phyllis one day, I said, well, I'm just going to stay here and pray. And she said, well, I'm going to drive around and look. I said, okay. I'm praying. And I won't go through all of it, but she was looking at the Yellow Ribbon Theater over there through a series of events, and she calls and says, you got to come see this. Because I had said, well, maybe we could get a place where if we needed to, we could put 100 people or something and shoot some TV. Well, it's got 2,000 seats. What do you need that for? But she said, I don't know why, but you need to see this. And when she said it, I knew it was right. I just knew it in here. I thought, well, okay, I'm coming. We stood there looking around thinking, what are we doing looking at this? I'm not claiming that we've always done everything perfectly. I'm not saying we're the perfect example. We've made mistakes too. But there are many people in our so-called faith circles. The Lord dealt with them about something. And they've been waiting now for years for something to happen. And it's because they're not waiting on Him. He dealt with them to do something. But it didn't make sense. And they didn't see how. It was going to require faith. And if the Lord deals with you to do something, He's always going to deal with you to do things that you can't do. And you don't see how. And you don't see the way. But you don't have to. You don't have to make it happen. You don't have to produce it. You don't have to produce the money. You don't have to heal yourself. What you do have to do is believe it enough. Believe it enough that when He says, go look at Branson, you go look at Branson. Take a step, do this, look at this. And both of us knew we're supposed to endeavor to get this property. So we set up an appointment to talk to the owners. And I had tried to think creatively. lease, purchase. some way to get in and get started and get going. We didn't know anybody here. And we talked to them and they said, well, no, just want to sell it. So I offered another scenario. Maybe more interesting. No, just want to sell it. Okay, offered another scenario. No, just want to sell it outright. Okay. Thank you for your time. Good to meet you guys. Went back to the condo. Phyllis and I looked at each other. That's all I know to do. I don't know what else to do. So we cast the care of it over on the Lord. And went to sleep. Thank you. But are you listening? We weren't just waiting at the house. We went as far as we could. We kept taking steps. We're endeavoring to do this. Well, the phone rang. I think it was 7 o'clock the next morning. The Lord had dealt with one of those gentlemen that we should meet again. And they offered us a scenario that was just great. And we thought, yeah. So we agreed. We got the initial paperwork. Phyllis and I came back over and looked at the building. It's just us two. This thing's going to be some big bills too, right? I mean, to operate this thing. We never had a service. Don't know if anybody had come. Got no proof of it, Never pastored before. And the bathrooms, and there were dirty bus driver lounges. It didn't look like a church. It wasn't a church. It needed everything. And it needed a bunch of work and money just to make it ready for a service. And then that was just getting started. And so we went back out the door and went back to the condo. Our staff's in Oklahoma. They don't know what we're doing. So that night, the Lord dealt with us to go to church in St. Louis with some friends of ours. We were a little tired. The plane was down for some maintenance, our little plane. And so it's going to be a drive. And, your flesh would say, why? I mean, but whatever He says to you, it's the key to miracles. Amen. So Phyllis and I talked about it. I said, I feel like we need to go. She said, okay, I'll be ready. She's a good one. We load up. We get up early. Got to get up early. We drive up to St. Louis. It's our friends Jeff and Patsy Perry. And they saw us, and we enjoyed the service with them, and they said, stay and eat with us. And we said, sure, sure. So we tell them at lunch, looks like we're moving to Missouri with you. Oh, they were happy. They shouted and told them about what the Lord had done. And we got the property. And Brother Jeff looked at me. He said, you got to start on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. Well, it was what? 3 weeks away. 3 weeks away.
Wow.
I mean, when he said it, it's just like, that's ridiculous. And the Spirit of God said, listen. Listen. Pay attention. And he brightened up. He said, let us help you. I said, how? They have a disaster relief organization. And at that point, I felt like we qualified. Called Service International. I said, really? He said, yeah, yeah, it's the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. He said, I'll talk to them. They'll come down. We will help you get up and get ready to start service on Resurrection Sunday. I was just overwhelmed. I thought, God. And let's just stop right here. What if we had slept in?
Oh, wow.
Because we had no idea that would happen. We had no idea God would move on those folks to help us get in that building either before we came to. We're not going to find out these things waiting until we get the whole picture. And he talked to his guys. I mean, just what, day or two later, 130 of them showed up down here. Including carpenters, electricians, plumbers, housewives, teenagers. And they descended on that place and they cleaned it and they stripped it and they painted it and they built a platform and steps and took up old stuff that was bad and tile and bad carpet. And then they were there for the whole week, just hung out there, slept there, cooked on grills and slept in a bag, sleeping bags and just like that. And the next week, another 100 came in. And in 3 weeks. With a half a page advertisement in the local paper that somebody else paid for. And that was all we did. And some 500 people showed up. Somebody say glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Faith in Action, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.